he's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, how's your football Tuesday going? We're going to make it a little bit better for you. We're going to talk Browns talk for this full hour, as we always do in this spot. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, is going to join me for a while. We're going to hang out and talk a lot about what has been going on with this football team. Really haven't had a chance to catch up with Jim on the additions of Norv Turner and Ray Horton to the coaching staff. And just the big picture of what it all means. What is it going to mean to personnel that this team acquires going forward? Lots and lots to talk about there, and no better than Jim Donovan to hash it out with as well. We're going to go through your questions and comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is at Browns underscore daily, and our email address, which is the one that you can always reach us with comments and questions, is daily@clevelandbrowns.com or voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. So many ways to get in touch with us and so many ways for us to talk with you. Some news today, the Browns announcing that Frosty Rucker has been released. They cut Frosty Rucker, who was brought in as a free agent last year from the Cincinnati Bengals, and was just on the team for this past season. It wasn't much of an opportunity. I mean, he started 16 games at right end, 48 tackles, 4 sacks, had a forced fumble. I think when you look at Frosty's fit in the defense, the new defense, this 3-4 type of scheme that Ray Horton's going to employ, I think right off the bat, physically, not the best fit for that. I mean, he's there's a true definition of more of a 4-3 guy, and I'm going to get into this with Jim Donovan as well, as far as how players fit the configuration of the defense. He would be a guy that you just can't say, well, what do you do with him? He isn't really that true 3-4 defensive end, and he's not moving a linebacker. So if he gets another opportunity, and I think he probably will, maybe somewhere in the league as a backup or something, if not a starter, but I think he's more of a backup kind of player, journeyman style guy. He could help out somebody who, again, runs a 4-3, and maybe spell some people there. You could move him inside occasionally, but you really, again, in the 3-4 look, he's not a guy that's big enough to be the dominant blocker eating guy in that middle. He's not tying people up for you. He's built to be the bigger player who in the 4-3 should set the edge. I don't know that he did that always in consistent fashion, but he did it at times. And I think what he brought to this team, I don't think it was just a complete bust having him for a year. I think what he brought to the defensive line was a sense of experience and, you know, having been around, kind of seen things, I think good for the younger players, especially in a line group that had so many young players on it. Right, as young as this group was, with John Hughes, Billy Winn, Jabal Sheardon, only his second year, there was a need to have a Frosty Rucker as part of that. So we'll see how it all works out going forward with the rest of the look of this D line. And again, I'm going to talk with Donovan about this changeover in personnel, because that's the next step after we figure out, you know, what the scheme looks like. The personnel people on this team, Michael Lombardi is vice president of player personnel, and the scouting staff dives into it going forward with the combine coming up later this month, and you start doing more and more research. They had the Senior Bowl, they had the other college all-star games to look for these players who fit this defense. Now, Richard from Facebook says the Browns linemen, D linemen, need to work on strength. The linebackers have to work on strength, but also speed. And the cornerbacks, just speed and endurance and covering technique. Now, that's interesting. And he says if he were in the position of coaching the team, drill the Browns defense into the ground, make it hurt so that there'd be a strong defensive team. Well, you know, I don't think there's any doubt that as far as time and drilling and conditioning, these are all priorities. These are all things that matter to this coaching staff, to Rob Chudzinski, to the coordinators. This is a hard-working, grinding crew. This is a crew that, sitting here in Berea, you feel, and I've noticed it this week, because really this has been my first week, my first 2 days in the building since being on the road in Mobile for a solid week and then in New Orleans for a solid week. And really that's when the changes on the staff beyond the head coach were manifesting themselves, so that now you can get the feel for what this is about. Lots of energy here, I can tell you that. And lots of people putting in long, long hours on the football side, on all sides of the organization, but particularly the football side, because that's where this studio is, near that part of the building. And I can assure you that I see a lot of people working it, and working it late hours, because I tend to stay here after hours too, after my show, to do other stuff, writing for the website and so forth. And you just get that sense that of energy, of commitment, of grind. And that defines what Rob Chudzinski is, especially. And Norv Turner has always been that kind of guy. I've known him for a long time before he came here. And same with Ray Horton and the defensive staff. And it stands to reason. You know, this is the newer guys in town, the new guys that are on this coaching staff. You want to make that impression. You come in with that level of energy. And I'm sure that's the way they're going to always operate. But it's especially so when it's all new and you're starting it out. And it's a good thing to see. It's a good feeling. It makes everybody just want to attack their jobs that much more. All right, we're just getting this thing rolling. In 2 minutes, going to be sitting down with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Should keep him here for a couple of segments. We got so much to talk about on this show. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the ESPN 850 WKNO.
Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings.
Like up to $9,000 off a new F-150. Or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Get to Liberty Ford today.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion. For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
How do I love you? Let me count the ways. At Discount Drug Mart, save you the Valentine's Day runaround. Start with ambassador greeting cards by Hallmark. From Puppy Love to Marry Me Now, ambassador cards know just what you want to say for Valentine's Day. Your loved one will be thrilled by Valentine's Day gifts from Discount Drug Mart. Decadent chocolate, teddy bears, perfumes, and colognes. The list goes on and on. How about a romantic movie from the DVD rental department? Don't forget that special bottle of wine. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Valentine's Day runaround and saves your wallet, too. Discount Drug Mart is open every day till 10 p.m.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Missouri.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Friday through Sunday. That's because this Friday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000. Only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, it's Football Tuesday. Thanks for being part of this with us. And Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And we welcome to the show right now the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jim, it seems like so much, I know so much has happened since you and I last talked, a lot of different moves. We've had a chance maybe to catch our breath a little bit after being on the road for a couple of weeks, but now that you and I get together again, I'd like to get your thoughts and your takes on what you've seen so far with this coaching staff, of course, starting with the hiring of North Turner.
Well, I tell you, Vic, when you go out of town, things happen. You know what? The medical march going up and everything happens.
That's right.
Yeah, it's been great. I tell you what, it was great for me to meet Norv Turner. I mean, you know, you've watched Norv Turner in all of his various roles and at all of his stops in the NFL, and I've always admired and liked watching what he does. And to sit there and know that now he's kind of on your team was very comforting, I thought. And I thought he had some great ideas. And just his opening explanations about things and how he wants the team to play and how they want to play fast, they want to be aggressive. It was interesting because I think we associate San Diego with putting the ball up a lot, throwing a lot of passes and really relying on the passing game, but he was very consistent with what he said about how he likes to have a power running game.
Yeah.
You know, which is a big part of it. So I thought that was great in meeting him. And then, of course, meeting Ray Horton was interesting, too. I mean, the theme there, Vic, was big guys that can run and little guys that can hit, and I'll be fine. It doesn't matter what scheme we're in or what number front we're going to be in.
Right.
Whatever the combination is, it's really down to the fundamentals of being able to make plays.
Let's start with Norv Turner, and the impact that he can have on this offense is really twofold in my mind. Number one would be, of course, he's this aggressive play caller, and his influence on with Rob Jedzinski being right aboard with that in assembling a playbook and game plans that reflect that aggressiveness, that mm-hmm. reflect a more wide open attack. That's one thing. The other part of it, and maybe this is the bigger part, Jim, is what he could do to make quarterbacks better. And I know just for conversation's sake, we've got to talk with Brandon Whedon because he's the incumbent, but we really don't know for sure if he's the guy. But you would think that Brandon Whedon or any young quarterback is going to benefit tremendously from Turner being here.
Yeah, and the first thing that was interesting when Norv was introduced that day was that the description of what he's going to do. He's going to be the offensive coordinator. He is going to call the plays. And, you know, then quickly pointed out that he would be, you know, he is going to be the quarterback coach. He's going to work with the quarterbacks. And I think you're right. That should be very, very comforting, especially when you take a look now at where everybody ended up. And, you know, Vic, you got to have the quarterback. I mean, if you're going to go anywhere in this league, you got to have the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whether he's young or whether he's developing or whether he's a veteran, they all, whether, you know, at any level of the playoff, you know, divisional playoff game, wild card playoff game, conference championship game, Super Bowl. It was the quarterback, you know, both teams had him, and the guy that typically played better, you know, probably won the game. And in this case, the guy that played the ultimate series of games was Joe Flacco. So you got to have it. So Norv being able to develop it and develop a guy should be very, very comforting, I think, to Browns fans.
Yeah, I think that's the key is how much, you know, how much further he can bring him along as a guy who has a better understanding of what he's doing, what he's seeing. I was really encouraged hearing Norv talk about a more compact way of delivering the ball. That he, when he, you know, that was like his first takeaway of Brandon Whedon. He told me this on a show when I was down in at the Senior Bowl. We had him on the line from here. He was saying that, you know, that was the thing, I guess, that jumped out at him about a Brandon Whedon. And you think of a bigger guy like mm-hmm. Whedon is physically, so it would be natural, I guess, with longer arms, maybe longer torso, that the ball is going to get out of there not as quickly as it would for someone who's tighter and more compact. But he's saying that can be corrected if you make yourself more compact.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though, that, you know the, a guy comes in, pops that tape in,
yeah.
sees that, and says, wow, presto, there's something here we can work on that hopefully will make it a little bit better. And I'm sure if our Browns fans are out there listening, they're saying, boy, if it was taking a while to get out of there, maybe that's why late in the season there were so many balls getting knocked out.
Right.
You know, maybe he was telegraphing things and things were getting knocked back at him. But the fact of the matter is, I think if Brandon Whedon's going to make it, and hopefully he makes it here, if he's going to make it, I think he's in the best possible hands to try and make that happen right now.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Jim, the other thing is, you know, what this team will do for a quarterback if it isn't Brandon Whedon. You've got other people now in the thought process, including North Turner and certainly Rob Schadzinski, on their analysis. You know, do they see the guy that they want here? Can they get somebody else? There was a lot of talk about maybe Alex Smith being right. a guy that is pursued fresh off the Super Bowl. I don't know that that's going to happen. I, you know, it's really wide open. I don't have a feel here, and I would like your thoughts on what you think this team would do if they didn't go with Brandon Whedon.
Well, the one thing I was really interested in, and I think it was the owner, Jimmy Haslam's comments to the Cleveland media down at Super Bowl week, is that he hinted as though whether or not it's Whedon remains to be seen. But it does seem, Vic, that there will be some form of a competition to win the starting job, you know, with the Browns quarterbacks, plural, who will be with them in the offseason and through training camp, that this position will be won by somebody, and maybe Whedon gets a leg up because he played in 15 games last year. But I think the fact that there's going to be, that the job is just not going to be handed to him, I think is also interesting that's it's going to go that way. And I think it's productive, too, that you really have to come out and you have to win this thing to try and win the job. You know, the thing about Alex Smith is that, I'll tell you what, you just wonder, is he this year's Matt Flynn? Mm. You know, he's a hot name, obviously. He comes out of the 49ers. They were playing well before right. he got injured and lost the spot. And certainly they played very well when the other kid got in there. But is there enough on him? And there certainly is much more on him than there was on Matt Flynn. But is he the hot name right now, like we sat here last year and talked about Matt Flynn coming out of Green Bay, really off one game, Vic, if you remember that last game that
right.
year in the regular
right.
season
right.
that Green Bay played against Detroit, and he had awesome numbers. So I don't know. That's it is fascinating, but in one way, if I'm Brandon Whedon, I'm sitting here saying, boy, they have put together a great staff, topped yeah. off by the head coach,
yeah.
and certainly with Norv Turner. And number two, it looks like I'm going to have to, you know, dance for my supper a little bit here and work to win the job. And I don't think that's bad.
I don't think it's bad at all. I think being challenged and being a competitive person, which I believe Brandon Whedon is, will all be a good thing. And I think he's got to relish the opportunity to have his career, have his game improve. If he gets to work with these coaches in the offseason
yeah.
and he's still ultimately not the Browns quarterback, he's likely going to be a better quarterback than he was for somebody else.
Yeah,
in,
I would
in
think
his
so.
Mind, I'm saying.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah. And I just think that, you know, but let's, you know, the basic here is that unless you have a quarterback, I think that you're going to be very limited. That is a very rare thing that Baltimore did that one year when they won their first Super Bowl, and they did it with Trent Dilfer managing a game and letting their defense just tee off. That just doesn't happen anymore. You have to make plays, and yet you have to have the guy in that position that I think everybody in the organization, Vic, has to be on board with.
Right.
I mean,
right.
everybody has to be on board with the guy.
Now, we talked, of course, about the other parts of this offense, that North Turner believes in a power running game, that he's had some great running backs to
yes.
work with, Emmitt Smith back in Dallas, and we know LaDainian Tomlinson on and on, some excellent Michael Turner. It's a list of impressive guys. So now he has Trent Richardson, and how he utilizes Trent in this running game will be interesting because, you know, Norv still comes from a place where he spent the most recent part of his career, San Diego, where throwing the football, where your mindset of throwing the football was much more natural because of those weather conditions. Not so natural here. And I think he's coming, obviously, he's already at that realization. And if he wasn't, he certainly got there when the Chargers played here.
He certainly did.
And his passing game plan was, you know, torn up and blown away into Lake Erie.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think it's a great thing for Norv to come here and take over a really young offense. And when I was talking with him, Vic, I think the thing that he was really happy about is that, number one, back to the basics, I think he likes the offensive line.
Right.
And I think a lot of people who looked at the Cleveland job like the offensive line, too. I think Bruce Arians, when he looked at this, the possibility of the Browns being, you know, a possible spot for him to become a head coach, I think he took a look at that and said, it's interesting where these guys look. And I think he looked at the Browns' offensive line and said, boy, that's a good start. I mean, you're not coming in here and you're going to have to put together a whole new line. I think this line is in place. So I think that's going to help. And I think he will get Trent Richardson, hopefully, much more than Pat Shurmur got him at 100% healthy.
Yeah, that's the
and
thing.
That'll be a big key.
That'll be a big key. And like you said, you go through, what a strong running game can mean, mm-hmm. the balance it can bring, how much better it'll be for Brandon Weeden or whoever is there at quarterback. I just think it flourishes when you have that balance. It's not, and the balance to me isn't just about numbers of carries versus numbers of pass attempts.
Right.
It is North Turner's feel for when to call those running
right.
plays. That's the balance I'm thinking about, and that's his forte.
And you know the other thing, he always liked to throw to his backs.
Right.
I mean, you know, Sproles was a great player with the Chargers. In fact, you know, Vic, they felt that a lot of people felt that there was a decline in San Diego's effectiveness when Sproles went off and left the Chargers roost. And I think that that's important too. So Richardson and the other backs. And I think there have to be other backs in the Browns' offense.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, too, if the Browns really need an established fullback. If you want a power running game, does Richardson need somebody in front? All of these teams that played over the weekend and in the Super Bowl in the last playoff weekends, they all had that big,
had
crunching
that.
Fullback. And Norv had that at times out in San Diego.
He did. Not consistently, but I thought about that, too. And that's an interesting dynamic because what we've known is this Browns offense is going to change, obviously,
right.
but and probably radically. I mean, I don't think it'll resemble what we knew Pat Shurmur's offense to be and Brad Childress because these are different schools of thought.
Sure.
So a fullback could have that opportunity. Okay, we've got you good to stick around for another
Absolutely.
Segment?
Absolutely.
All right, he is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we're going to talk about the defensive side of the ball, Ray Horton, the new defensive coordinator, and his influence. Coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty Ford.
Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings.
Like up to $9,000 off a new F-150. Or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Get to Liberty Ford today.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
and all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
New year, new pricing, new phones. Only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation. Like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby. A Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around. All priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free-month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
There now. Smell that? That's Indiana. No, it's not corn. It ain't racing, and it ain't basketball. So let's can those pinhead ideas right now. This is bacon. Real bacon. The kind that makes vegetarians think twice, and the rest of us lose our minds. It's Indiana Kitchen Bacon. The best bacon on the planet because it's sourced from local farms, so it's fresher. It's a slightly thicker cut with less fat, so it's meatier. And it's always naturally hardwood smoked, not ladled with artificial liquid smoke juice or whatever those other brands do. So let's cut the nonsense and get real. Indiana is bacon. And Indiana Kitchen is where you find it. Comprende? Look for coupons in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper. Or visit IndianaKitchenBacon.com and sign up for your refrigerator rights. Ah, Indiana Kitchen. Local is fresher, is better.
If you're a man, please listen to me. I'm Dr. Kevin Hornsby, MD. And if you suffer from any type of erectile dysfunction or PE, I can help you now, regardless of your age or medical history, even if you have prostate problems or diabetes. If you want to last for up to 90 minutes or longer, there's no pain or surgery, just the newest available safe and effective medications custom blended just for you. I'm so sure you'll have a positive reaction to the medication on the first visit right in my office that if you don't, it's free, guaranteed. Don't be left out. If Viagra and Cialis have let you down, call now.
Go to OhioMensMedicalClinic.com or call 216-539-5530 to get this free offer now. Call 216-539-5530. That's 216-539-5530 to get this free offer now.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and our discussion continues with the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. And Jim, we left off talking about North Turner and the offense now with Ray Horton coming aboard as defensive coordinator, what this can mean to this scheme. I think, you know, it's going to be fascinating to see how the adjustment to his style of defense, to this 3-4 sort of Steelers look, how the Browns convert to that. And as much as people panic a little bit and wring their hands and say, oh, my God, how do you make a conversion from a 4-3 to a 3-4? I think it's very doable given the style of defense that that is, and where the concerns are mostly, to me, in the front four, that you can utilize the majority of those players, especially Phil Taylor, Ataba Rubin, John Hughes, Billy Winn. I think there's enough versatility there to for those guys to fit into this.
Yeah, and the last few names that you mentioned there, I mean, they're so young in their NFL careers. I mean, Winn, well, they're really all young. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're talking about Rubin, and he's really, you know, he's not deep into his career. He's towards the middle of his career. But, I mean, we were talking about guys that are young in their career, Billy Winn, John Hughes, Phil Taylor, and this is a big adjustment for them. There's no question. But it's funny, Vic, and I know you've been out of town the last couple of weeks, but this is a concern around town.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. People are very concerned about this. It's not that they didn't applaud the fact that Ray Horton's coming here, but they were concerned about, you know, the configuration of the Browns' defense and having to make big adjustments, and with the question mark being, can these players, you know, make the adjustment now to a different style of defense, and do we have the right players here currently on the roster, or are we going to go, you know, into the spin cycle again and try and come up with something? So it really has affected Browns fans. I'm sure you've read it a little bit.
I felt that concern all the way down to Alabama and
3-4 is a tough number in Cleveland right now.
It is a tough number. But I think again, that number one, you know, there's so much we don't. You make that point about younger players. We don't know truly what these guys will be all about. Even if you stayed in a 4-3, their growth and development in that scheme was still open-ended.
Yeah.
And they were there are guys who have had experience in both schemes from their collegiate careers to the NFL. That's one thing. And I know people get very focused on how hard a transition it seems to be, that you're built to play a certain way. I think the key is How do the linebackers fit this? Mm-hmm. And that's where, other than DeQuell Jackson, I guess that's where maybe those question marks linger. But you still have a very young James Michael Johnson.
Yes.
You still have a young Craig Robertson. You still have a young L.J. Ford.
Very young.
Who are those guys? What can they? How can they fit? And I'm not so sure that they're horrendous fits in one form or another in this type of scheme.
Yeah, and the other thing, Vic, is you got to wonder about, where is Gokong in all of this? I mean, how is he coming along? And after getting hurt in training camp last year, and then, what is the adjustment with him? Because he's a fine football player, and, these are young guys. I mean, I will say this, DeQuell Jackson looked very good in a 4-3, but I know he was in a 3-4, before the Browns made the switch at the time. So it can happen, and it obviously will happen, but you are dealing with young players. You're not trying to teach an old dog new tricks here.
No.
You have a lot of young dogs that you're trying to just make an adjustment with.
Yeah, young pups, and you're trying to get that... get that to fit. The other thing I really like about Horton is just kind of the body language, the attitude. I mean, I think he comes in basically with that sort of Steeler mindset of aggressiveness, of hard hitting. And this isn't to say that the Browns lack that with Dick Geron. Certainly Dick Geron was all about physical play, but in a different way. He was more of the studious, professorial kind of coach. I see with Horton a guy that brings a level of energy that could be, I think, very infectious within these players.
Yeah, and I think, I mentioned this to him when I talked to him, and, of course, he was a great student of Dick LeBeau.
Right.
And of course, even over here in Cleveland, that's a very sacred, highly esteemed name for what he's done with the Steeler defenses throughout the years. I mean, brilliant. But I always remember, and I said this to Ray, I always remember looking at the many young quarterbacks that the Browns have had, and their eyes in the locker room after they have seen that LeBeau defense of trying to locate where those blitzers are going to be coming from.
Right.
And I think that Ray has picked up on that, and I think he likes to send pressure, a lot of pressure, and it's got to come from different spots. So much so that the offense seems to be on their heels. And that's how the Browns used to be with the Steelers, because you got to find it first, and then you got to adapt to it, you got to block it, and all of that's a lot to happen in a very short period of time, and it is difficult for young quarterbacks to pick it up, and that's why the Steelers have had so much success. It's tough for veteran quarterbacks to pick it up.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you're right about that, and when you think about what the real essence, the real key to that defense is, I see it as overload blitzing in these various gaps. Basically, what this defense comes down to is crisscrossing and moving people around, but attacking a hole with multiple blitzers and essentially putting one side or the other of the protection in peril, because they can't handle all these guys coming.
Right.
I mean, the key is, of course, that they've got to get there and or do something to disrupt the quarterback, because they've left a big spot open for a completion.
That's right.
But if it works right, those overload blitzes are great.
Yeah. I mean, you're flooding an area.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, hey, listen, here it comes. Can you block it, or can we get there? And if we can get there, then it's going to wreak some havoc, or an errant throw, or an untimely throw, or just a stop.
Right.
But if it doesn't get there, like you said, there is a blemish there. There's an opening, and it can really gouge you a little bit.
And another part of that I really like, and maybe this is the underappreciated part, Jim, is practicing against this on a regular basis should only be a good thing for a team that's got to play the Steelers twice, that's got to play the Ravens twice.
Right.
I know the Ravens aren't, it's a little bit of a different defensive scheme than Pittsburgh's, but it is similarly aggressive.
Yeah.
And I think, and again, 3-4 type of setup, I think it's a great thing for this offense to get used to seeing that on a regular basis.
You know, the other thing, Vic, is that you're right, and I agree with you on that, but it's amazing these guys that bring this defense in, and Ray Horton's bringing it in now, and and Eric Mangini brought it in,
right,
and Romeo Crennel brought it in.
Yeah.
Okay, 3-4 guys truly believe in the 3-4.
Yeah,
I mean, they love the 3-4.
It's their roots.
Yeah, it's their roots, and they will defend it, and if you ask them a question, I mean, are you going to stay in the 3-4? Would you ever consider running? No, we are 3-4 guys. I mean, their alumni association for the 3-4 is one of the proudest, I think, around.
It's a proud group, and they believe it, and you have to. I mean, if you're going to do something in tie your coaching career to a system, to a scheme, not unlike North Turner and Rob Chudzinski on offense, but I think from a defensive standpoint in particular, that has to be something you believe is the best way to go. It's what you know, and you believe it's better than anything else out there, your way of doing it, and I don't know that you can operate any other way.
Yeah, and you know, and in kind of closing out, I really congratulate Rob Chudzinski for being able to come up with the staff that he is really putting
yeah.
together, because we pointed this out in our shows, you know, right after the post, right after the season ended, and as we went up to the selection of a head coach, when a first-time head coach is sitting in front of these people, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, in this situation here
right.
in Cleveland, when they have to fire that question at him and say, hey, listen, you've never been a head coach before, can you get a staff? To be able to feel confident that you can attract this kind of staff, and right at the top with these coordinators, says a lot about Chudzinski. To be able to get Norv Turner to come here,
right.
I mean, Norv Turner had a lot of calls to join teams. And Ray the same way. I'm sure, you know, Ray Horton, you know, did a lot of great work. To be able to get these guys to run your special areas,
yeah.
offensively, defensively, really says a lot about this head coach.
And I think an underappreciated part of what the Browns did was retain Chris Tabor for special teams.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really good under-the-radar move. I think people were probably, on the outside, were probably maybe a little ambivalent, saying, well, he's only been here a couple of years, and you know that first year was a rough go for
mm-hmm.
special teams, to say the least. But I think what was overlooked was how well they rebounded mm-hmm. as a group, special teams-wise. And you know we know all the reasons, and you know, highlighted or low-lighted by the fact that the long snapper just had a meltdown last year,
right.
Ryan Pomprion, unexpectedly and surprisingly. But on top of all of that, just the way it improved so thoroughly, and I think the coverage got so much better, and you know, having now teaching Reggie Hodges the punting style that Tabor wanted, that more directional type of kicking, I thought as we got to the end of this past season, you could see that his influence on special teams was so good
yes.
that this new coaching staff didn't have to go after somebody else, and that easily could have been done. There were other special teams coaches out there.
Oh, sure. And there were a lot of teams that wanted Chris.
Yeah,
you know, after the season,
Chris,
I mean, there were
yeah.
like six teams that contacted the Browns to see if they could talk to him.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, what a difference a year makes for that group. And the thing to remember, Browns fans, is this, how young this team was. That really transcends out onto the field on special teams.
Right.
Because when you're really young, then you're like a baby out there. You're you know, infant type age on special teams, because that's where these guys play.
Absolutely.
It's where they cut their teeth, is on special teams. And
yes.
you can really get burned with young players. You're right. By the end of the year, I thought that they were the best in the league.
I did too.
I know, statistically they were right up there.
Yeah, no, statistically.
But certainly they were very, very good on the eye to watch.
The interesting thing now, Jim, and we'll talk more about this as we go forward with our shows, but we're now going to get into we're now at the point of the season where draft preparation, free agency preparation, and how you're putting together personnel. And I know there's going to be a lot of focus on what this team does at quarterback, but you know we've laid it out here. There are going to be some key spots defensively that are going to get a good look.
Right.
We talked about linebacker. We'll see where safety comes into this, cornerback, to fit all that the blitzing and aggressiveness that the defense does. And, you know, I think tight end is another mm-hmm. area, too, on the offensive side of the ball. Ben Watson being where he is in his career.
Right.
We'll see how this team moves forward. And wide receiver, too, is going to be another to at least figure out, I think, those second. If Greg Little isn't the solid second, he's no lower than the third in my mind.
No.
After Josh Gordon. But, you know, so you've got some openings there to figure out in the receiving
court. Yeah, you really do. And I think that we're a lot farther along than we were at this time last year.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that, you know. But again, the big question is, that number one question is that, you know, do they have the quarterback here?
Yeah.
Is he here? And I'm telling you, it just hits you like a punch in the nose when you watch these teams advance on in the playoffs, and it's the quarterback that really gets them there.
And that Super Bowl, you're right, underscores the fact of how great, how important that position, what it is and what it means, because when it was all said and done, you'd take either of those guys. Flacco, the MVP, and certainly Colin Kaepernick as he came through with a much improved game in the second half.
And, you know, Vic, I give the Ravens credit. because they've been patient with Flacco. Yeah. And yet, from a very young start, he had the ability to win playoff games, and mostly on the road. I mean, they haven't played many at home. So he's done it on the road, but he's had those periods where people wondered about him. Is he too blasé? Does he get catatonic at some points in games? But, man, I'll tell you what, they stayed with him, and they knew they had the guy, and then finally, you know, it really came up. I mean, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions throughout the playoffs. That will win you a Super Bowl.
Jim, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And, good to see you again.
Yeah, we'll pick this up next week. He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Only here. Only now. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty has more Explorers in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with the best deal around. Lease the 7-passenger Explorer for only $249 a month. That's only $249. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Get to Liberty Ford today.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Where can you find the best web coverage of the Cleveland sports scene? ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, blogs, podcasts, and the best daily coverage of the Browns, Indians, Ohio State, and more. If it's happening in Cleveland sports, we're on it. ESPNCleveland.com. Featuring veteran Browns beat reporter Tony Grossi's exclusive Browns coverage. Make it your homepage now. ESPNCleveland.com. That's ESPNCleveland.com.
Okay, radio listeners and Valentine's Day gift givers, I've got the Valentine's Day deal of the day for you right here. Two words, Sherry's Berries. These gourmet berries are huge and freshly dipped in rich white and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're covered in decadent toppings like chopped nuts and chocolate chips. Right now you can get these mouth-watering gourmet berries starting at just $19.99. Plus, get this. Order today and get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a fantastic deal, and what a great gift. It's way better than a boring box of chocolates. I mean, these berries are juicy and gorgeous. So if you're looking for the perfect Valentine's gift, go to berries.com to get this incredible deal on gourmet, freshly dipped strawberries. But you gotta hurry. Valentine's Day is next week, and this deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal, gourmet berries starting at $19.99, and double the berries for $10 more, is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 0500. That's berries.com, secret code 0500.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you until the very top of this hour. Talking Browns talk, your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Let's dive into those. William from Twitter says, I let the Super Bowl digest and waited to make this assessment. The Browns need to get a lot better to compete at that level. Comments? Well, I think it's a little bit of an oversimplification here, Jim, William, to say that the Browns need to just get a lot better. Of course, 5-11 to Super Bowl, that constitutes a lot better. But I think it's more about the specific areas of this team that you need to talk about when wondering how they could make this quantum leap. And for me, and we just talked about this, Jim Donovan and I, in the course of this show, it's about, what did the Super Bowl show us, remind us? It reminded us that quarterback play at its best is vitally important to your chances. And I'm not going to say it's the only reason you have a chance to be at that level or compete at that level, but it's pretty darn close to being the you know, it. You, if you don't have that, if you don't have Joe Flacco playing at the level he's played for the Ravens this year and in that game, and you don't have Colin Kaepernick, who rebounded from that tough first half, but ultimately did an amazing job in 10 starts, 10 career starts, three of them in the postseason. If you don't have that, then you aren't going to compete at that level. Do the Browns have anything approaching that yet? No. No. Brandon Whedon may or may not be the guy going forward, which says it all. The fact that he isn't embraced fully as the answer by, again, I, you know, keep calling him the new owner, the owner, the CEO, the people in charge of this team. And that he's not the guy they drafted. He's not the guy they set out to procure as a starter and develop as a starter. And again, they just might not see it. And this happens. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just how it happens. You change ownership. You change executives at the top. You could have an entirely different view, and you do have an entirely different view of how to run the organization and how to see the quarterback spot. So if he isn't the answer, who is? We'll find that out soon enough. But it doesn't, just because there's a question about whether he is the guy, doesn't mean the guy can't be found and can't be found in short order. But he's got to be found. To make this jump, William, that we're talking about, that's spot one. I think there's more reasons to be encouraged by the other parts of this team that should get better, that got better. Sitting here, we're sitting here on what, February 5th. Go back a year ago, and there's no way you're feeling as, you know, I'm going to use the word good, but certainly as encouraged by what's on this team now as you did a year ago. And I know, again, the difference is one win, so that's not, I'm putting that part, the record, aside for the moment for the sake of this discussion, and I think it's fair to say this team has made improvement over 2011. What's on this roster is better, and offers more hope than a year ago. Okay, so if you start with that, then you say, okay, find the quarterback, find the other pieces, enhance the other spots. Where else? You know, you're talking about receiver, tight end. We hit on that. Certainly the reconfiguration of the defense, and therefore the change of personnel that's going to be part of this, primarily part of this front seven, but also the back end as well. But you're not having to go into this offseason rebuilding or remaking your entire team. But until you get, I mean, with the quarterback position being a question mark, that's a huge, huge chunk of our discussion. You can't, I mean, when I say you're not having to remake the team, but if you have to remake quarterback again, yeah, that's not an easy thing to just sort of swallow, but it's doable. It's doable. And I like the definitive view of what this coaching staff has, what we talked about again earlier in the show with Jim Donovan, the Rob Chudzinski, North Turner perspective of what the quarterback position should be, of what the offense should look like, how it should function, and what they're going to do to make it that way. But you have to have the talent to get it there under center, first and foremost. I think the surrounding piece, I think the O-line is in good shape. Could you say that a year ago? No. Could you say, I mean, because it's 2011, I guess it's 2 years ago. But could you say that in after the 2011 season before Mitchell Schwartz shows up? No. No, not at all. Right tackle, securing that, big deal. Big time. And the interior of that defensive line, much better. And that's not going to lose anything because of this conversion. Phil from Facebook says, he's talking about personnel, he says, our defense kept us in a lot of games. We need some good wide receivers and a couple, well, he says a couple of offensive linemen. Phil, I don't know that the need for O linemen, I don't want to say you never turn your back on trying to enhance depth there, but I think it's in pretty good shape. I think that's the least of the concerns. I could see adding the receivers to fill out those other spots, whoever maybe number two is if it isn't Greg Little, or number three if it isn't Greg Little. You know, Little's either two or three. I'm comfortable with that. I'm not speaking for the coaching staff or the personnel staff. Maybe they see it differently, but I think I can, in my own mind, I could say that. But I think beyond that, you have to figure out what's what. And Travis Benjamin, maybe it's just a matter of finding a consistent role for him, I think, as a speedy slot guy. When I think of the North Turner slot guy and how much faster those guys tend to be. But it's those big exterior guys. You got one. Josh Gordon is an answer. That's a definite answer. Greg Little's a maybe on the other side as a number two. But I think he's somewhere between the two and the three. Who else is in the mix for the other receiver? No, I don't know that he's not on the roster. Don't think you can rely on Muhammad Masqua to be that guy. And Benjamin, being the smaller guy that he has a specific role in the passing game to get open on deep routes or be explosive as a slot guy. But he's your return guy. You're going to want him to be his greatest value to this team right now is that of a returner. And he's likely to be the new face at that position that Josh Cribbs has been, as I see it. All right, we've got more for you, more of these comments and questions that we're going through. Love that you send them to us via our social media pages. As you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio.
With huge savings.
Like up to $9,000 off a new F-150. Or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we'll get you financed.
Guaranteed.
Get to Liberty Ford today.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
New year, new pricing, new phones, only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation, like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby, a Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around, all priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Die. To the West Coast. Die. Party moving. Dot. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
What in the... Sir, you can't fry bacon on a commercial flight.
This plane's going to Indiana, right?
Yes.
I'm getting in the mood.
Sir.
You don't get it, do you? Indiana is bacon, and Indiana Kitchen is where you find it. They source from local farms, so it's fresher.
Sir.
They cut their bacon a little thicker with less fat for a meatier flavor. And it's always naturally hardwood smoked. Others use artificial liquid smoke, and that's just stupid.
What is going on here?
Captain, we have an issue.
I heard. That's why I'm here. Is that Indiana Kitchen bacon?
Man knows his nose.
Sir, either I'd land this plane and have you arrested, or I get the first plate.
Wait, what? Captain?
Vicky, cool your jets. Let the man cook.
For coupons, look in your mailbox or this Sunday's paper. Visit IndianaKitchenBacon.com and sign up for your refrigerator rights.
This is insane.
Indiana Kitchen. Local is fresher, is better.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, ROSE5. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code ROSE5. That's proflowers.com, secret code ROSE5.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Bruce Hooley. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you get the next one for just a penny. Call 216-518-8900 and you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect.
Windows Direct. On a Football Tuesday, Browns Daily, Vic Carucci with you, driven by Liberty Ford. Got really a cool week ahead of us here. Tomorrow's show, going to have Bill Polian with us from ESPN. Got a little, get some perspective on Bill on the moves the Browns have made, but also a primer for what's coming up with the Combine. And this show will be in Indianapolis. We're going to broadcast there on February 21st and 22nd from the Combine in Indy. And we'll get some ideas from Bill on some of the college personnel that I know he's been studying. Thursday, going to be out at Cleveland Browns Stadium for a Black History Month panel discussion. And that ought to be very cool. Some people involved in that. Some outstanding Browns alumni will be part of that, and I am so looking forward to to hanging out there. Greg Pruitt will be one of the players who will be part of this. Bobby Mitchell, John Wooten, Paul Wigan, really really good stuff, and really looking forward to being part of that. And that will be. As I said, on Thursday, it'll happen during the morning hours, when we're not on the air, but toward midday. But I'm going to set up a, kind of a panel, like a roundtable discussion with panelists. And Pro Football Hall of Fame Executive Director, a great friend of mine, Steve Perry. He's the president and executive director of the Hall in Canton. He's going to lead the discussion. This was done last year. The Browns hosted this last year in conjunction with the Hall, and it was a phenomenal success in bringing it back. A lot of young kids from schools will be in attendance from local high schools, and it's just such a great, great, great topic, and just to hear the insights of these men is something special. So we'll carry that for you on Thursday. Hanford Dixon, and the top dog in the house, we'll have him around on Friday's show. So looking forward, really, to a great week ahead of Browns Daily programming for you. And what we got questions, comments from our official Facebook, Twitter pages. Nicholas from Facebook, he says, looking back at last season, the defensive line was okay. It was a problem, of course, that Phil Taylor missed the beginning of the season. Yeah, he missed 8 games with the pectoral injury that he suffered in the offseason. That really hurt, Nicholas says. Tabarun played well. They had some production from the rookies. Jabal Sheard was a bright spot at defensive end. So that gives fans hope that he will do well next year as a linebacker in a 3-4. I picked this because it's a great point you're making about Sheard. And really, what is he? Is he going to be that fit? I think athletically he can be a guy who can function as more of an outside guy who can stand up. I think there's a versatility there. He'll probably, and here's the thing, he's a little bit of a yo-yo thing weight-wise, but You're looking at a guy who, after his, remember, entering the league, had a elbow injury out of college, right? So he couldn't do any lifting at all prior to his rookie year in 2011. And never really gained a lot of strength, a lot of muscle. Heals fully from that. Going into 2012, bulks up. He's like benching 400-something pounds and wanted to get bigger and stronger, as he was advised to do, to stand up as a, I mean, to handle, I should say, not stand up, but hand in the dirt, but handle the end position and set the edge and be physical against the run and be more complete. So now I see him do the reverse. I think he's got to get lighter and capitalize on that athleticism. He's got that long, kind of rangy body, that gangly physique that I think could fit pretty well in this scheme as an outside linebacker. I really do. And I think that's the key. We talked about this with Jim Donovan, the athleticism and versatility of those, especially those guys in the middle. Billy Winn. I mean, if you're Ray Horton and you're seeing a guy like Billy Winn, the athlete that he is, got to be excited because he can fit into so many different spots for you along that front in different looks. Want to thank Jim Donovan for being part of this show. Want to thank Joe Meadows and Drew Boatner for helping us as they always do. My outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.